You are listening to Mike and Make It After Dark on KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting K207 AP Summer Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. Man, that is a bit of a mouthful. How are you guys doing tonight?
Wonderful. Whoop, whoop.
Great.
Awesome. So I have in my hands right here, can you hear it?
Yes.
The Slumber Party box of questions.
Woohoo!
Guaranteed to make each guest the talk of the party.
Yeah.
Get the 411 on all your BFFs. Super fun questions to ask each other that will keep your party from being a snore. So our question for tonight is, what band did you discover in high school that is still with you today?
Mm.
I think that's a pretty cool question, you know?
I like this question.
Let's start with Taylor then, since you seem so excited about it.
So the band I discovered in high school, and it kind of started my like crazy rock obsession, has to be, it's basic, but Black Veil Brides was like the first big band that made me fall in love with rock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And they've been with me still. I mean, like, I'm not as obsessed as I used to be. I still love me some Andrew Biersack, but I've just, I mean, that was the band that kind of started it all for me, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so great. How about you, Mike?
Well, here's the thing. This when we came up with this question,
yeah.
I was inspired by a number of things, one of which was last week when Cork from the Buzz requested Welcome to the Black Parade from My Chemical Romance. And we kind of talked about that a little bit and, you know, how that song hit us at different times and all that. And it just really kind of got me thinking about it. But for me specifically, this ties together with this coming Wednesday's Bad Religion show, which will be happening on Wednesday, October 26th at the Showbox Soto, the Vox Populi tour with Bad Religion, Against Me, and Dave Haas that we had previously given away tickets to. So I will be at that show. I am very excited for that show. And for me, Bad Religion is that band that I discovered in high school, and it is still with me today.
Wow.
And part of the reason why I wanted to talk about that, I mean, I'm kind of looping around a little bit, but
okay.
but high school for you guys is a lot closer than it was for me. So I was, you know, to hear like a Black Veil Brides or a My Chemical Romance, that totally makes sense to me. With me, with a Bad Religion, I discovered it when I was in high school, a disaffected high school kid, and there was something about their sound, you know, between like the three-part harmonies, the overly sophisticated vocabulary, you know, caustic and bitingly cynical, you know, a lot of call and response. You know, like, Mickey, one of the things that I mentioned a lot that I'm a fan of is like woes and hays.
Yeah.
Well, Bad Religion doesn't necessarily do woes and hays, but they do something similar that they call in all of their liner information for all their albums called Ooze and Oz.
Ooze and Oz.
And that's spelled with a couple Z's.
Oh.
And so like each member of the band is credited and like all of them are credited with Ooze and Oz. You know, with a couple O's, couple Z's and Oz. But anyway, so Bad Religion was that band for me right about the time that I discovered Green Day, The Offspring. You know, 1994 was a very influential time for me musically, like, you know, like The Offspring, Smash had just come out. And anyway, it was just like I found all this stuff that I hadn't really, you know, it was all new. It was exciting. It was a different type of music that I had been used to. Like I was a metal kid growing up. I was
That's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, I was huge into Metallica, and you know, I had been into AC/DC since I was like seven.
Awesome.
So yeah, so really finding these, you know, California punk bands kind of, I think, kind of informed a lot of my musical taste, and is still with me today. Now, with getting back to Bad Religion specifically, I discovered them in a very unusual fashion.
I
discovered them through a movie. A movie I have talked about on the show a few times called Clerks. It was Kevin Smith's first movie, and it's to describe it very briefly, it's two guys in a convenience store talking about pop culture stuff. The two characters talk about Star Wars in the way that we here on the show talk about Star Wars. It's something that hadn't been done in movies before. And I fell in love with this movie. You know, the characters really resonated with me. Like, they're slackers. The the protagonist of the movie is completely put upon. He's a reluctant adult. Mm. Dante's favorite, his catchphrase is, "I'm not even supposed to be here today." That's basically his mantra. So that resonated with me when I was in high school. And one of the bands on that soundtrack, the soundtrack is great. It's got, you know, some vintage Alice in Chains, some Soul Asylum, all kinds of cool stuff. But there was this song from a band I hadn't heard of called Bad Religion.
Interesting.
And it struck a nerve with me. And I went out and they had just come out with an album, coincidentally, an album called Stranger Than Fiction.
Oh.
It was really, really cool. And every single song on there just spoke to me in a way that a record had not spoken to me previously. And it was just, I was hooked. And as time has passed, because I mean, like, they've been a band for 30 years.
Yeah.
That's, their sound continues to develop and change, much to the chagrin of some fans. You know, it's like they had like their corporate album years where it was very polished, not very punk at all.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really resonate with the audience. I actually really, really liked it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a band that's always been with me. And it seems like as my life has changed, the band has changed also. So, like, you know, like, they sing songs about, you know, like, fatherhood and responsibility and adulting and things like that. You know, themes that weren't necessarily relevant to me in 1994, but have definitely stuck with me as I've gotten older. So basically, the band has aged with me.
That's so cool.
And so really, that's kind of why I wanted to do that. Is like, if you guys have had that experience where you've had a band or a musical or some kind of musical experience where it's basically, it's always been with you. Like, I've never fallen off of Bad Religion. I never will. I go to all of their shows. And for me to go to a show representing KGRG is a bucket list thing for me.
Wow.
It's just something that I'm really excited about and something that's really kind of special to me. So, but anyway, so the band that I discovered in high school that is still with me today is Bad Religion.
Incredible. That was a really, really good story, Mike. Very touching. So, Hunter.
Yes.
You sound so despondent. What's wrong, buddy?
I wish I see. The thing is that I'm so different with I don't really listen to like bands per se. Like, of course, I have my favorites, Lady Gaga and Adele.
Yeah.
So I
sure,
like the
yeah.
singers. So like I wish I had that like same experience with bands, but I basically have the kind of the same exact experience with musicals
mm-hmm.
in a way. So because I'm only like 3 years out of high school,
right?
So like it wasn't too far along. So I'm gonna go back a little bit further, just kind of a musical that really has kind of stuck with me. And of course, I could pick like the, like my all-time favorite musical, which is The Phantom of the Opera, but that just runs in my blood.
Sure.
So if I was to pick a musical that is really kind of stuck with me, oh man, that's a hard one. I'm probably gonna have to say this little musical called Into the Woods.
Okay.
Okay, so for people...
Ooh, tell me a story.
For listeners who don't, like, who don't know the story of Into the Woods, it's basically Cinderella, Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk, Little Red Riding Hood, and all these different fairy tales that end up, like, getting smashed together in this woods, or, like, in the same woods, and it gets really dark, and it really touches base on, like, be careful about what you teach your children. It's kind of the morals behind fairy tales, because the original Grimm fairy tales were literally meant to scare children and make sure that they don't do certain things.
Yeah, and they were actually grim.
Yeah, they were really, really grim. And so, like, it's, like, it's the stories where Cinderella's stepsisters, like, had the stepmother cut their toes and, like, heels off so they can fit into the slipper. And, like, the creepy, semi-pedophilic relationship between the wolf and Little Red Riding Hood.
Sure.
And so it's, like, all of those kind of stuff kind of thrown into one big musical, but it really... And it's written by Stephen Sondheim, who's wrote some of the most incredible scores in musical theater history.
Yeah.
Sweeney Todd, Sunday in the Park with George, some of West Side Story. So, yeah, it's definitely stuck with me. I saw it when I was in the sixth grade. It was played during music class as, like, an end-of-the-year, like, musical. And that was kind of I was kind of surprised that they showed that musical to a class of sixth graders because of some of the subject matters. I mean, people are dying. Like, Cinderella's prince cheats on Cinderella.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, this craziness. But definitely the moral that just be careful about what you teach children because they don't know better. And the actions that you do, they will do as well. So, and especially going to be a teacher, like, that has definitely hit me in a very interesting way.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Wow.
You know, at first when you were describing that, it was like, do they form the Avengers?
At the end they do.
It's like the Avengers of Grimm fairy tale characters.
Kind of, actually.
It's pretty dope.
What about Mickey?
Oh, well, high school was a really, really difficult time for me, so I wanted to rebel, but I didn't actually want to rebel because I wanted to be a good kid, even though I was having a very, very difficult time being bullied a bunch and stuff. And so a band that I discovered when I was in high school was Fiddlar. It's kind of like a punk rock, garagey. I like to say it's so bad that it's good, like that kind of feel to it. And I was super into that kind of stuff. Also, like, a band called Teen Suicide and another one called Waves with two V's.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff I was super into. I would jam out on my little iPod, like my tiny
the
one.
The Nano.
Yeah, the Nano. And I would just rock out with my big old headphones and I'd be like, don't touch me. I'm listening to Fiddler. So that was a little Mickey just a year ago, which is pretty cool. But Mike.
Yes.
Since you love Bad Religion so much, I got a CD for you.
You got a CD for me?
Well, more like you put a CD in and I'm going to hit the button.
Okay, very good. All right, well, a couple things before we get out of here. I am tweeting out an article from dyingscene.com, the 10 fancy words from Bad Religion songs to improve your vocabulary.
Oh, wow.
I forgot to mention this earlier, but one of the things that I enjoy the most about Bad Religion's music is their use of vocabulary, and to the point where oftentimes you need a thesaurus to track with what's going on.
Wow.
You know, I mean, and again, in high school, I'm learning, you know, words like aplomb and jurisprudence and recompense, and, you know, I mean, just a level of vocabulary that I had just never been exposed to before, and it was great. So coming up, we have that song off of the Clerks soundtrack. It is called Leaders and Followers from Bad Religion. And actually, you want to throw open the phone lines to give open some contest folks?
Hell yeah. So make sure to call 253-833-5004. You can win some NOFX, Haunted Forest, and Jet City Comic Show tickets. So make sure to call 253-833-5004. Let's listen to some Bad Religion.
What's up, guys? This is Andrew.
This is Ken.
And we're Seaway, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.
Woo! Everything is cool, man!
Introducing the brand new KGRG.com! That's right, it's got music videos, ticket giveaway information, as well as the latest blogs and podcasts from your favorite KGRG personalities. Want to stream KGRG live or listen to past episodes of KGRG specialty shows on demand? It does that too! So go visit the brand new KGRG.com, now with 60% less jank.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Just treat me better. After all, we're in this together.
To get your high blood pressure to a healthy range, visit heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
If you have any requests, shout them out.
Play that same song.
All right, same song. Here we go.
Hey, are you tired of those corporate radio stations telling you what songs you want to hear? Then you're in the right place, because at KGRG, we listen to our fans and play what you tell us to.
Our request line is 253-833-5004. This is Today's Rock
on 89.9 KGRG FM.
One of us.
If you like what you've heard, go to Twitter and follow us at KGRGFM and become one of us.
One of us. One of us.
One of us.
89.9 KGRGFM. That was Bad Guy by Islander. And you are listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark. And coming up now, we've got something pretty darn special
to share
with you guys. Recently, we had the opportunity to meet someone named Jason, who's with an organization called Comic Book Characters for Causes.
He was super cool.
He was very, very cool. And I realized that that is quite the mouthful there to say that. You know, Comic Book Characters for Causes.
Yes.
Their website is CBC4C.org. You can find out more about them. But we had him up in the studio to tell us about his upcoming appearance at the Jet City Comic Show, happening November 5th and 6th at the Tacoma Convention and Trade Center. And we've talked about this all month long. We're all going to be there.
Yeah.
Shortly, Jason is going to tell you what his organization is about, what they do, and why you need to check them out. And then while you're enjoying our conversation with Jason, because, yeah, he was a cool dude. I'm really looking forward to seeing him again when we go to the convention coming up first weekend of November. We're going to open up the phone lines for you to win passes to the Jet City Comic Show. 2-day passes, both Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 6th. And while we've got you on the line, that's not the only prize you get. No, in addition to Jet City Comic Show, you also get a pair of tickets to Haunted Forest of Maple Valley. They're coming up on their grand finale this weekend, so you don't want to miss that. As well as tickets for you and a friend, a pair of tickets to go see No Effects. That is going to be Thursday, November 3rd at Showbox Soto. No Effects playing with Pairs and Useless ID. That show is sold out, so you can't go out and buy them. The only way you can get these tickets is by winning them. So jot down this number, 253-833-5004. Call and win. And then there was going to be something else I was going to say. Oh! And after we play the interview, head over to KGRG.com, go to the podcast section where you will be able to listen to that podcasted interview in its entirety, where we get pretty deep about a lot of things, including, an upcoming event that Jason is going to be the MC for, that being the, Run Scared 5K event. I don't remember what it is. Is that what it is? Running Scared?
That's exactly it.
Oh, great. So that information will be available in the podcast version of the interview, which is available in the podcast section of KGRG.com. Call us now, 253-833-5004 to win all of our passes. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. Dude.
Man.
Bruh.
Let's hit that
our
interview.
Our guest today from Comic Book Characters for Causes. Give it up for Jason, everybody. How you doing?
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's great being here, everybody.
Well, first, so we're very excited to have you in.
I'm excited to be here.
Again, thank you very much for making the trek because, you know, it's all windy and rainy.
It was a great adventure, and I get to test the four-wheel drive on my truck. So,
so first, to start things off, why don't you tell us what Comic Book Characters for Causes is, and just give us a little more background about what you guys do.
Well, Comic Book Characters for Causes, we're working on changing the name. So we've got a new trade name in process to Costumed Characters for Causes, a little more inviting, a little bit more open for people. But what we are is a nonprofit business in the Seattle area. And what we do is we dress up as superheroes in order to raise awareness, funding, and joy for local pediatric charities. And what we often will go to, like, Children's Hospital, the Ronald McDonald House, and then there's always our favorite, which is the Camp Good Times.
Oh.
Are you guys familiar with the camp?
No, tell me more.
Let me tell you a little bit about Camp Good Times. It is actually, you can find it on the web at www.thegoodtimesproject.org. And what they are is it's a no-cost camp for those kids that have been going through cancer treatment. So it's for the kids, it's for their siblings, it's for survivors, and it's a chance for those kids to get out and have a camp experience with other people that are familiar with the things that they've been going through. So it's really, really a neat place. It's had a huge impact on all of us. And has become our favorite charity to support. So that's what we'll be doing this year at the Jet City Comic Show. We'll be supporting the camp, trying to raise some funding and awareness, which is part of the reason we're here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very nice.
Well, and that's why we're all here talking in advance of the Jet City Comic Show, which is coming up Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 6th at the Tacoma Convention and Trade Center. If you want more information about that show, head over to jetcitycomicshow.com. But yeah, so what will you guys be doing specifically at Jet City?
Typically, what we do is we'll set up sort of a photo booth, and we'll have different heroes that will be in the booth, and we sort of run in shifts, and people will come by, and if they want to get a picture taken with a hero, they can. We don't charge, per se. What we do have is like a recommended donation. So if someone wants to donate some money to the cause, that's great. If they don't have any money or they can't do it at the time, that's fine also. But we're there just to support and kind of have fun. So quite often we'll have, like, not necessarily kids from the camp, but we'll have some of the camp counselors.
Oh.
And others will come out and help us. So they did last year, and it was a lot of fun. It gives us an opportunity to sort of talk about the camp with other families while we're out at the show.
So other than at the actual convention itself, how can people contribute to Comic Book Characters for Causes?
Well, you can find us on the web at www.cbc4.org.
Oh.
So it just shortened up the Comic Book Characters for Causes. Of course, you could always go the long way. ComicBookCharactersForCauses.org is also one of ours.
Oh,
so
cool.
Either one will find
us. Yeah.
I was kind of stumbling with that one myself. But yeah, that website, again, is CBC4, as in the number 4C.org. CBC4C.org. Could you talk a little bit about some of the other causes that you guys are involved in and support?
Well, we've done various different things. There's been an occasional make-a-wish. We've done fundraisers for individuals. Occasionally, we'll come across a child that's in need or is struggling. Sometimes those will get brought up to us, and then we'll try and raise an awareness for the family or for the child. There's always the Seattle Children's Hospital. We've done some visits there.
Nice.
I don't know if you're familiar with Love Your Melon. Love Your Melon is right up our alley. What they are is a group that started in college, and they started making hats for kids that had lost their hair during their chemotherapy. And so what they do is they try and sell the hats to everybody, and when they meet a certain goal, all of the money goes back to into the system to make more hats. And we go around and they'll donate hats to kids and things like that. So we've done some Seattle Children's Hospital visits where we go through and we'll hand out like toys and whatnot.
And that brings us into actually talking about the actual cosplay aspect of it, because you yourself are a notable cosplayer in the Pacific Northwest.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, people recognize me because I do the Tony Stark thing.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of hair dye in a cheap suit from Sears and some faux gold.
So what is your personal favorite cosplay that you have ever done? Are you always a Tony Stark kind of guy, or?
I've done a couple of them, but the costumes I've done have been the various different versions of Tony Stark and Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
I did Odin last year. I grew my beard out for probably about 9 months, and I had never grown a beard before, so it was really funny to see how actually gray it is.
Yeah.
And I think that that one was fun, but you don't get to visit with people. You look a lot older, and you get this sort of imposing look, and people don't want to be friendly. With Tony, they won't want to talk and get a picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the probably the most fun I ever had was the very first cosplay I did, which was a Logan version of Wolverine.
What is the kid's favorite costume?
Oh, the kids love Tony.
Oh, yeah,
they
course.
Really love Tony, because Odin scared him a little bit. The armor was really cool. It looks like it's leather and brass.
Okay.
Tony is definitely the one that the kids like the most. They respond really well to him. A lot of kids, they love Iron Man.
So what inspired you to begin this charity?
Well,
because you are one of the founders.
I am, yes.
Yes.
But I'll be honest, the motivating heart, the beating heart behind it was Kristen. She was our original, my original partner and founder. This was something that was very important to her. She became very passionate about it and was very forward thinking in trying to get the structure going. What happened was she and I worked together, and we did Halloween.
Oh yeah,
it was Halloween, and I dressed up as Wolverine, and she did I think Laura Croft or something.
Oh, cool!
Nice. And we had a lot of fun. She's like, we should do this at the con, and
yeah.
I was like, I've never been to a convention. I don't think the first time I go, I should be in a costume. And she was like, no, let's do it.
Yeah.
So we did, and before we went, she had been sort of reaching out through social media, and she found a couple of ladies that were kind of going around. There's only three of them, and they were going around, and they're getting pictures taken and saying, hey, you know, if you want to help us out, we're trying to raise money for Seattle Children's Hospital and such. And so she started kind of helping them. And being a type A personality, she kind of took control of things and and started kind of, let's try it this way. Let's go over here. Let's do that. And so what happened was, the next year, we wanted to take it a little bit further. And what happened was, it's kind of funny, especially in the cosplay community. It's a small community, but life happens. We say that quite a bit. And so, you know, people move away and there's divorces and, you know, life. And so what happened was, it was just Kristen and I the next year. And we were kind of sort of gathering people that we met at the conventions. And there was a guy who runs a little publishing firm, kind of right in this area, actually. QEW Publishing is the name of it. And the guy's name's Quentin, and Quentin's just such a friendly, great guy. And he kind of backed us that first year and sort of pushed us to make it bigger, to make it better. And so he like got us a table. You know, he even made us a banner, the first banner.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, it wasn't really what we were looking for, but it was free, and he did it. I mean, he just did it, so it was great. And so we were something more than just a couple people wandering around the convention, but we weren't that much more. We actually had this little cheese poofs ball, little box, you know, at Costco, right? And we'd put that out, and Kristen, she was so cute. She'd be out there yelling, we are comic book characters for causes. We're raising money for Seattle Children. She's yelling at people as they're walking by, like trying to scare them to throw money.
Right.
And so I think we, like, that first year, well, with the cheese poofs, I think we raised like maybe $125.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and we're like, oh, that's great. But, you know, it's Seattle Children's Hospital. They get donations of like $125,000, you know. We're doing what we're doing, and we're going to have fun doing it for a good cause. And every year it got just a little bit bigger. And Quentin was like, you should make it like legal. Just go and do the business stuff. So
yeah,
it's kind of what we did. And it just started, started growing from there. And we got more people involved, the people that had helped us out in that first year. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I think what happened was that we found that the people we met at the conventions were the kindest and most generous people. They were just, you know, wonderful, these wonderful, wonderful people. And that kind of helped inspire us to do something with that. So we just kind of did it a little bit more and a little bit more each year, and to the point until we became an actual nonprofit business. And so we're working on getting our 501c3 so that we're a legitimate charity. So what we do now is we sort of front for other charities like the Good Times Project.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we raise awareness for them. You know, we'll try and raise money, but we have them with us. So there are representations for the charity. When we started doing this, that's kind of was the motivation behind our challenge that we make to everybody, which is be someone's hero.
Yeah.
So we say that quite a bit. That's our tagline, but it's also a challenge that we give to everybody. So when we say be someone's hero, I'm sorry, hashtag be someone's hero.
There it is. Let's get that trending.
That hashtag be someone's hero. It's our challenge. Sometimes it's just being nice to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it's as little as like letting someone merge on the highway, you know, being kind to someone in the grocery store or helping someone pick up stuff that fell on the floor and anything like that. That, you know, we take it literally being someone's hero, but that's not what we mean. If we could get everybody to do just one little thing a week, you know, it's working to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
And then, and then we've done something. And that makes me happy.
Well, Jason, it has been an absolute pleasure having you up here. Before we let you go, though, is there anything else that you would like to promote and let everyone know where they can get a hold of you and where they can learn more information about Comic Book Characters for Causes?
Well, the things that I want to promote the most are the charities. So the Good Times Project, first and foremost. You know, for us, there's the cbc4c.org. If someone wants to hit us up there, you can always email us info@cbc4c.org. We're looking forward to the Jet City. Oh, by the way, we're going to be in booth 902.
Do you guys have social media?
Yes, at cbc4c on Twitter. And then on Facebook, it's facebook.com/comicbookcharactersforcauses. You can always find me I'm on Twitter too. At Unofficial Voice.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And again, you're welcome anytime, whether you want to come up here and visit us up here in the studio again.
Eat Cheetos. Just hang out and munch the microphone.
Dude,
we're a college radio station, man. We're all about Mountain Dew and Dorita chips.
It's rock and roll.
Living that rock and roll lifestyle. All right, Jason. Well, thank you so much, and we will talk to you again in the future.
I hope so. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome guy. Again, head over to kgrg.com to get the interview in its entirety. Because we had such a awesome conversation with him. We didn't have time to get it all in tonight. So if you head over and check out the podcasted version of this interview, there's all kinds of other cool, fun stories, as well as him talking more about Jason's going to be the MC for the Run Scared 5K, which will be happening this Saturday, the 30th. So definitely check that out as well, runscared5k.com. And that means it is time for us to open up the phone lines again. Let's see if we can get a ticket winner. If you want to win a 2-day pass to head to the Jet City Comic Show and get your picture taken with Jason and any of the volunteeros over at Comic Book Characters for Causes. 253-833-5004 to win Jet City Comic Show tickets. And while we've got you on the line, we'll also give you tickets to the last weekend of Haunted Forest Maple Valley, their grand finale, as well as your grand prize, meaning Tickets to the sold-out No Effect show on Thursday, November 3rd at Showbox Soto. No Effects playing with Pairs and Useless ID. If you want all of those tickets, it's not a choice. It's your choice is all. Call us up 253-833-5004 right now to get a two-day pass to Jet City Comic Show that coming up on November 5th and 6th. You also get Haunted Forest of Maple Valley coming up this weekend and No Effects on Thursday, November 3rd. Stick around because we're going to be right back with some shout-outs. There's still time to get in those late night and after dark requests, 253-833-5004. If there is a song you want to hear before we close it out for the night, this is Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG FM. You are listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark.
The Jet City Comic Show returns to the Tacoma Convention Center November 5th and 6th. A back-to-basics comic book convention that has been promoting the comic book industry and expanding awareness of their creators since 2009. As a can't-miss end to the con season, the Jet City Comic Show is going to be packed with games, events, and more for fans and families, including guests like artist Rich Warner from the Plants vs. Zombie video games and Harvey Award nominee Bob Smith. Make sure you're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark every Monday night and The Buzz Wednesday through Friday mornings for your chance at free two-day passes. For more information, you can visit JetCityComicShow.com. That's JetCityComicShow.com.
You're going to do a superhero landing. Wait for it.
The Jet City Comic Show, November 5th and 6th at the Tacoma Convention Center.
Woo! Superhero landing.
Yeah, that's really hard on your knees.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Lady Adanica, there are so many tickets to give away in the KGRG Kingdom. What's House Buzz to do?
We could host a contest Thursday mornings where champions across the land can compete in a battle of wits for fabulous prizes.
Most excellent. We shall call it Question Asking Ticket Giveaways on Thursday Mornings.
Why not Ticket Trivia Thursdays instead?
Indeed. Ticket Trivia Thursdays does sound better.
Listen to The Buzz Thursday mornings at 7:20 a.m. for Ticket Trivia Thursdays. Your chance to win tickets to shows and events like the Jet City Comic Show, Yellow Card, and Bad Religion.
The Buzz Morning Show, 6 to 9 a.m., Wednesday through Friday on KGRG 89.9 FM.
Because a Lannister always pays her debts.
On Saturday, October 22nd, KGRG FM and KGRG 1 present the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive Show featuring Blue Helix.
Words don't matter much, it's all in what you pay. We are fallen stars and fallen.
Marsalas.
Memories tend to fade. Takes time.
Stolen Society. Acid Teeth. And Southworth. The show is located in the Student Union Center on Green River Campus. Tickets are $10 at the door. Doors open at 5:30. Show starts at 6. To find out more, visit KGRG.com.
Do you want to hear a song or just chat with your favorite KGRG DJ but are kind of shy about calling in? Hit us up on our Twitter at KGRGFM.
There we go.
Black Sheep by H2O right here on Mike and Mickey After Dark. Man, I tell you guys, it's been a fun night.
It sure has.
Hunter looks confused.
Why is he confused?
I don't know.
Hunter.
Why is the music so loud?
Because I'm loud.
Oh, I was like, wait, is this a song about ready to start?
You're like, no,
what's
hello?
Happening?
No, I just didn't turn it down yet.
Oh, okay.
We talked about this earlier during
the
C5.
Yeah,
you let it
you.
Establish and then you pull it down. How's that?
It's bad.
Okay, yeah. I was just like, oh, is this another song?
No, actually, no. Your observation is astute. I started talking and didn't. I should have started pulling it down as I was starting to talk. I was fixated. So I haven't quite figured out when on this I want to start talking yet. So it's a work in progress. But anyway,
got it.
You have been listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. It's been a really fun night, but it is getting ever closer to the witching hour, and that means it is time for us to do like we do at this time every week.
Shout it, shout it, shout it out loud.
Yeah.
And before we go around the room to close out the night with closing thoughts, shout out to you listening to us, because without our listeners, we'd just be talking to ourselves, and that's just awkward.
Yeah.
So let's start by peering into the mailbag and see who's been corresponding with us. So let's see, to the Twitters I go. Let me go see who is bothering me on Twitter. So Dave wrote into us earlier and said, regarding the foosball ties, apparently, according to a certain sports channel owned by a mouse, there have been 3 6-6 ties in NFL history. All three of them include the Cardinals.
Oh.
You think that I, a grown adult man, am a girl?
that sounds like an episode for the Z-Files.
Absolutely. Oh man.
Conspiracy.
It is. Oh man, there is wicked collusion. So, Cool Guy Luke tweeted at us earlier asking for us to play Welcome Home by Coheed and Cambria, which we did. And then later on, he tweeted and said, I thought it might be a stretch to ask for both Coheed and Cambria, but I can always count on you. That is right.
I'm glad we meet the needs of our listeners.
Yep. let's see. So, Dave earlier asked us for some Black Honey by Thrice, which we hooked up earlier, which was totally dope.
Yeah.
And Cool Guy Luke with calling out the last song of the night.
3 minutes ago. 4 minutes ago.
You called it. Would you be so kind as to play So Contagious by Acceptance before the night is through? I suppose. I guess we can do that. Acceptance is going to be playing with Yellow Card.
Oh.
On Wednesday, October 26th. So local band Acceptance going to be in support of Yellow Card on their final show here in Seattle on their final tour.
Neato.
So shout out to everybody that was able to win Yellow Card tickets through us and will be enjoying that show. Any of you guys going to that show? I haven't looked at the list.
I'm not, but no, my I'm father not. Is going to be there.
Aww.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Super cool. So we will have So Contagious by Acceptance coming up later at the end of the night. So you guys holding down the Twitters over there, anything good in there that we may have missed? Like we got Dave and his request and all that other fun stuff.
No, I mean, I think we've covered all for
okay.
that.
Cool. Just making sure I didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
I put the interns in charge of the KGRGFM Twitter.
That's been us, you guys.
I've been flipping through it.
Yeah, so tweet
it,
us at KGRGFM. Dope. That's awesome. Awesome job, you guys. And that is the end of my sad, sad song. So let's see. What else have we got in the mailbag? Let's see. Actually, more stuff from Twitter. I want to give a... hashtag Podern Family shout out to two shows this week. First being the Jake and Tom Conquer the World podcast. In their Twitter bio, it says, rising from the ashes of the Drunken Dork podcast comes the show your guidance counselor warned you about with comic books, movies, and booze!
Why can't we have that?
I, 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 I don't know.
Oh, buddy.
Because we're too busy doing radio.
True.
It's a different show. But the reason why I want to give them a shout out is they not only do they retweet us constantly, but they, Jake and Tom, do they go above and beyond where they will get like a link to a show's site and get like a picture of them, and they have often accused me of being one of the best broadcasters in Seattle, and it makes me blush, and they are full of hooey, but I appreciate the shout out all the same. And it's not just our show. I mean, they, all of the Potter and Family shows that they tweet and retweet, they are definitely supporters of hashtag Potter and Family. So a huge shout out to those guys. Another shout out to the Hera Club Radio Podcast.
Oh.
That is a comedy podcast with three saucy female hosts who cover a plethora of goodness with a big dash of K-pop. Listen, live, laugh, and rub Hara. They apparently liked my referring to their show as Lit. So they gave us an on-air shout out during their last episode. So I am returning the favor. So, you know, I talk about hashtag Potter and Family a lot with, you know, retweeting and tweeting and sharing and all that other stuff. That also goes for on-air shout outs. You give our show an on-air shout out and let us know about it in your tweets. Not only will we retweet the Dickens out of it, but we will also return the favor and give you an on-air shout-out right here on Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps, 89.3 FM, dude.
Man.
Brah.
Yeah.
And if you want to hear your name at the end of the night, because really, who doesn't love hearing their name on the radio, reach out to us either on social media, like our Twitters, we were just talking about that, or you can email us at MMAD.
There you go.
At KGRG.com. MMAD at KGRG.com. I kind of like how that sounds. It's pretty dope.
Very catchy.
Yeah, very catchy. So, let's move on to shout outs and closing thoughts for the night. Let's go into the newsroom and let's see what's on Wednesday's mind.
Da 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 da.
Dun dun. Yes. We need to do this every time.
I think so. I don't think we even need the actual music. I think Hunter just going da 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 is all we need.
I think
I think it's great. I think it's great.
Oh.
Audible snap.
All right, so shout out time, I guess.
Yeah. Shout outs, closing thoughts for the night. Things of that nature.
Shout out to my lovely folks in here for making a rad show all the time.
Oh, thanks, fam.
Making me blush.
So?
Shout out to, oh man, Batman over here in the studio today.
Did we ever get any pictures of the Batman?
No,
we should
will.
We should probably do that before we close out. Maybe we'll get like a group selfie in front of the board with the Batman.
Yes. And shout out to Wonder Woman.
Right.
Because she is awesome.
Oh, before we get too far.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt your shout outs, but you showed me something when we were on our last break that I thought
was really
cool that I think we should talk about very briefly if we can.
Yeah, for sure. So I showed you the video of there was a father who wanted his daughter to look up to a role model, aka Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
So he created pictures with her. He spent $1,500 on costumes and props to make her look like the modern Wonder Woman because he wanted her to not have to worry about feeling like she has to show off her body and have a kick butt attitude. So that's why he made her look like Wonder Woman. And they are epic.
They are really epic.
They
are
awesome.
She is fierce.
Yes.
She's only three.
Oh, it's great.
She's cute.
Yeah, it is super awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Did you have any other closing thoughts or shout outs we may have missed?
No, I think that's it for tonight.
Dope. So let's move over to your partner in interning over there, who's getting more and more sassy as the evening goes on. There's something about when we cross midnight that just brings out the fierce sass and moxie.
Oh yeah.
So what's on your mind, Alias Mouse Rat?
I would like to give a shout out to you guys for letting me bring the Z files off the ground. I can't wait for more installments. I can't wait to hear what people think of it. I'd like to give a shout out to, of course, Dolly Parton, because I have been. This is like the fourth week in a row that I shout out to Dolly Parton.
It's a thing.
She's gonna send you to Dollywood someday.
Oh my gosh, if I just keep on shouting her out, I might get it. It's like clicking your heels three times and saying there's no place like home.
Is Dolly Parton on Twitter?
Maybe.
Is Dollywood on Twitter? We should probably
I think Dolly is on Twitter.
We should probably look into that and say, you know, just
thank you, Intern Wednesday.
Yeah, something about like
Dolly Parton's on Twitter.
Thank God.
She's got the blue check mark.
Oh, dang. That is a verified Dollywood account. Yes.
They're Dollywood and... Oh, my God.
Dollywood's got a blue check mark, so they're both legit. You have to tweet at
her. That's great.
See, she'll call in 253-833-5004. Call me Dolly.
It's also like...
You can win tickets
like
to
over
know
in
effect.
Tennessee, it's like God knows what hour.
Ah. Oh, well, okay. Yeah, that's right.
3-hour difference.
Because time zones.
Yeah, no, I would like to shout out to Wonder Woman, of course.
Of course.
Because for staying honest and always searching for the truth.
Yes.
Plus empowering young women and guys, because she inspires
me. Absolutely.
So, there's one. Oh, yeah, and of course, Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of Hamilton, because I have to.
Yes.
Also, shout out, I know we didn't talk about... the Rocky Horror Picture Show today, which was for next week.
Right. Yes.
But shout out to Laverne Cox.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Queen.
For taking a role that was a man up as a woman, like, to, like, a whole other level and just creating a whole new Frankenfurter.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're going to probably go in more depth next week, but, like, she was fabulous. Plus, I think we're actually going to Rocky Horror this weekend, so
yes,
it should be some interesting stories on Monday when it comes around.
So that's going to be perfect then.
Yeah.
Because then we'll have recently seen the movie and you guys will have gone to
experienced
the show.
And
like Hunter and I sing the songs all the time together.
Literally, I'm walking in the rain with her and I go grab a newspaper to put over my head.
Yeah.
And it's just
that's hilarious.
And I sing, "There's a light."
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm always Brad because I can't sing that high.
Yeah. But I can sing that high.
That's fantastic. Let's see. So before I kick it over to Mickey, I have one shout out, just a personal shout out. On my way in on Saturday to the Pledge Drive show, the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive show that was right here on Green River College campus, I found myself listening to the radio and I was listening to Husky Football. And listening to the UW Huskies just do a thorough trouncing. Huskies are really good this year. But the reason why I was listening, you know you are a radio geek when you are listening to a football game, not just for the football game, but to listen to the board work. So I want to give a shout out to my coworker and mentor and trainer, Mark Christopher, who does the board operation for Como during the Husky football games. And, appreciation for folks that do radio behind the scenes, you know, like pressing all the buttons. And basically, so at a moment's notice, he has to go from like game to commentary to commercials and back again. And his board work is flawless. You want to talk about hashtag goals. I mean, me, I can barely play the next song without doing something wrong. But this guy just makes it look easy. And he's trained me a bit, and I definitely look up to his work. And just listening to it on the way to the Pledge Drive show on Saturday, it was just great. It's Again, you know you're a radio nerd when you are listening specifically for board work more than the actual content. But so, Mickey.
So, Mike.
Closing thoughts for the night and or shoutouts.
So my shoutouts go to all my otherworldly babes. That includes the Oracle, Wonder Woman, and Gems, you know, from Steven Universe. Especially Jasper, Lapis, Peridot, and Pearl. Thumbs up. Those are my faves. And big shout out to my really, really good friend Jay all the way up in Canada. Shout out to Clams, my best friend. And shout out to Mitch because I love her, my sibling. And shout out to all you guys for hanging out with me all night.
Awesome.
That was even when I was in a bad mood earlier, you guys were like, it's okay, buddy. And now I'm here and I'm way better.
Awesome.
Thumbs up.
We appreciate that. A+.
That's a 10.
Yeah. So actually, you know, I before we got too terribly far, speaking of your shout out to Mitch.
Yeah, dog.
You got an item from the Mitch.
What?
The thing, the bottle from the show.
Oh, that's right. I did. I was like, did you get something in the mail for me?
No,
like,
I was hoping you were going to talk about this during the slumber party, but the conversation went a different direction. But
that's true.
But yeah, I was wondering if you could talk about that very briefly.
My sister Mitch, she went to the Butts show because I thought it was going to be a 21 plus show because it's at a venue that's usually 21 plus.
Uh-huh.
It was all ages. And I didn't know, but it happened last Friday, I believe. And she was able to go, and I think it was something about Dump Trump. And it was super cool. And she got a signed bottle for me that said something like Butts Drink. And it has the faces of the two ladies in the Butts band. Yep. And it's signed. And it was their one reunion show. Butts is no longer.
Yeah, see, and that totally threw me off because I heard people talking about that on Friday. And I was like, but they broke up years ago. Or at least that's what Mickey keeps telling me. So, so anyway, it was just kind of interesting. But anyway, just the look on your face when Mitch showed up with that item, it made me smile. So I guess
I
want to give a shout out to Mitch then for putting you in such a good mood because hanging out in the cold, taking people's money for the pledge drive show is not necessarily the funnest gig in the world. And that was dope.
But when I put that freezing cold Butts bottle in my pocket, I knew that I was going to get home safe.
Nice.
Okay. I drove you home. I hope I got you home safe.
You did.
Good.
Thanks. Oh, all man. Right. Well, we're getting slap happy. We got to get out of here.
Absolutely. And if you want to listen back to this episode or any of our past shows, check out our page in the show section of KGRG.com and on the KGRG FM app. You can also check out our podcast on SoundCloud, Google Play, the Stitcher Radio app, and on iTunes. Like, share, rate, and review the show wherever you find it. We would appreciate the feedback. So next week.
Yeah.
What's next week, you guys?
Halloween.
It is our Halloween spooptacular Mamad style.
Ooh, girl.
I'm so excited.
I don't know what to dress up as. Ooh, girl.
Yeah. Because we decided this is a costume yes thing.
Yes,
right?
It is. Right. Even though it's on the radio.
All right. Costume yes
there will
on
be
the
photos.
Radio.
There
all right.
Will
very
be
good. So. So yeah, we'll do that. But also, we're going to be playing a lot of Halloween themed games and songs. So if there is a Halloween themed song request, let us know, and we'll play it Halloween night. You can either tweet us at KGRGFM or send us an email, mmad@kgrg.com. We will also have more 2-day passes for the Jet City Comic Show and tickets for the No Effect Show. All of that next week on a thrilling all-new episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark, taking your late-night requests and giving you a little something extra every Monday night from 9 to midnight. We are out, but keep it locked right here for more of Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG FM, Today's Rock. So, closing out the night, as we mentioned previously, by request from Cool Guy Luke, we'll have So Contagious by Acceptance, followed by...
Oh.
Marijuana by Butts.
Yay.
Because it's the middle of the
Butts.
Night.
Butts.
All right. So I'm going to try something different. and I forgot to kind of tell you guys.
Oh, no.
But, so, signing off, I am Mike.
I'm Mickey.
Wednesday.
Alias Mouse Rat.
Oh, my God, that actually worked out so cool. Wow. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark, and until next time, make good choices.
Or don't, you groovy ghoulie.
Good night. Oh, no.